Welcome to the Young Grit Podcast for young entrepreneurs and their families, where we tell stories and lessons learned from the world's top leaders when they were kids. We're your hosts. I'm Scott.
And this is Trav.
We're best buds, and we've served millions of kids in our businesses. And we're on a quest to help young entrepreneurs succeed. Today's podcast is brought to you by MyFirstSale.com. MyFirstSale now offers scholarships to kids across America who can't afford to launch their own business on the site. We allow business sponsors to come in and click a link and pay for up to 10 to 500 students across America to launch. In exchange, they get a media release. They get videos thanking you from every single kid. It's a ton of fun. It's a great way to give back. It's basically your PR budget for the whole year. You'll thank yourself for doing it. So head on over to MyFirstSale.com if you're a business or an organization and you'd like to sponsor a large group of kids across America. Click on the sponsor tab at the top and you'll thank yourself for doing it. Welcome to the next episode. The show notes, transcript, and kid business tips for the episode are located at MyFirstSale.com/119. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the podcast. We are simulcasting over many different podcasts to a bunch of folks today because we have a very special guest, Mrs. Emily Fletcher. Emily, welcome.
Hello. So happy to be here.
I can't wait to introduce you because a lot of people are going to love today's recording. We are talking about meditation. Meditation not just for families and parents and CEOs, but for kids as well, and why this supreme performance mental state is so crucial for people. So for everyone listening, Emily is the founder of Ziva Meditation. She has coached over 40,000 people now, in counting, I don't even know how many since we last talked, in meditation. She's one of the world's foremost minds on meditation. She spent 10 years on Broadway, but right? 10 years?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 10 years on Broadway. She's also an author of best-selling books, Stress Less, Accomplish More. Not only does she work with some of the top leaders in the world going through her meditation program, which we're going to give you all access to today, so stay tuned, but also she helps kids and families all throughout the country and the world learn about meditation. She's working with Sesame Street right now to learn about a new character through meditation. So Emily, tell us who that character is real quick, because I know everyone wants to know.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a, it's like you heard it here first, kids. So we've been working on this for 2 years, as you said, with writers and puppeteers and creators from Sesame Street. We've been working with child psychologists from Harvard, basically to make the world's best mental resilience training for kids out there. You know, once I became a mom, I was like, there's just nothing out there that I feel like is really teaching at the level that I want, like the power of the techniques, but as entertaining as I would want to have for me or my son. And so we were like, okay, fine, let's just do it. I mean, as any entrepreneur is like, here's a problem that hasn't been solved. So, okay, I guess I'll solve it. And it's just, we shot it kind of like a Netflix episode where it's just like as entertaining as possible. So my co-host, his name is Z Bunny, and he's so funny. He's so great. Z Bunny's training to be a superhero, which I'm sure you can relate to because you're about to go on your 100-day challenge to become a superhero.
Yep.
And most of us are interested in becoming the best version of ourselves, kids included. And I think that so oftentimes when teachers or schools or parents talk about meditation to kids, it's like, oh, there's something wrong with you. You have anxiety. You have to fix that. You're stressed. You need to fix that. You have, you know, you're getting nervous before your test. You need to fix that. And no one wants to feel like they need to be fixed. And the reality is our kids are already perfect, right? Like they're born with all of these beautiful innate qualities. It's usually our stress and our programming that messes them up and stresses them out. So with Ziva Kids, we just made it as entertaining as possible, but we put these scientifically, you know, tried and true techniques that I've been teaching for 10 years that work so well for high performing adults. And we've translated it into a kids program. So it's called Ziva Kids. Z Bunny's amazing. It's for ages 4 to 14-year-olds. So it's two separate courses, actually, 4 to 8 and then 9 to 14.
Got it.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. And I'm going to put this out here now. We'll put it in all of our show notes for everybody, but Ziva Meditation. So Ziva meditation.com/kids is where all of you families listening, I know there's going to be countless tens of thousands of families right away listening to this thing. You've got to go over there and check this out. They have a setup for kids to understand meditation from 0 to 100. And they said there's two levels. And then in addition, we're going to be giving out a parent starter kit for meditation, which is zivameditation.com/preview. And you're going to be giving everybody 3 free days to start for their meditation.
That's right. So, because okay. Here's the thing. If you want your kids to meditate, guess what? You're likely going to need to meditate, yep. Right? Because it's like they do as we do, not as we say. Right. So if you're really stressed, if you're super busy, if you're not managing your emotions or anxiety well, they're going to model that behavior. And so if you start now, if you start a meditation practice for yourself now, and then they see you changing, they see, oh, mommy's a lot happier now. Daddy's a lot nicer when he does this meditation thing. And then you have experience, you can help guide them through. It's like the Suzuki method. Yeah. Like in Suzuki method, learning a violin, your kid can't even pick up the violin until the parent has learned to play at least one song, because you want to know how challenging it is. You want to be able to be their guide. And the same is really true with meditation. You're just going to be a much better guide if you know what it is yourself.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would like to gift everyone the first 3 days of our most popular training. And that's going to be a great way to get people started.
I love it. I love it. And I want to get that away early because a lot of people are listening. They're literally going to be going straight there because this is so powerful. And I think the reason why I wanted to have you on is I have struggled with meditation my whole life. Mental wellness is, I would say, the biggest need in our world, especially in the year that we've had. But in the world that we find ourselves in, you know, I work with over 3.5 million kids now. Through the last 10 years at Apex. And now we're helping kids launch businesses with My First Sale. And, you know, now we have the biotech company that all we care about is mental health. We've seen more noise, more stress, more depression, more mental issues with kids coming up that, like you just said, start out perfect. And then what the heck, they get all these crazy things that happen to them. And we want to train kids to be more resilient, to have this mental wellness, to have this health. And so that's why I love having you on this. And I want to hear today, just have a discussion about families and families' mental health. I grew up in, I would say, a stressful, I love my family to death, and you're all listening. But in my family, if we weren't arguing about politics or economics or religion or something crazy over dinner, it wasn't successful. And it wasn't like a great dinner. And we were just a very like stressed family.
Combative. Debate.
Oh, yeah. Debating, you know, and that in a way that can help grow you. And then in a way that creates a lot of stress. Yeah. And then I would go to my neighbor's house, and their house was like the most Zen house. It was like peace and quiet. And they had like 6 kids and they were just relaxed. And it was like, what is going on here? And the dad was a counselor and the mom helped teach meditation. And I just remember thinking like, look, and I love my family. I mean, my family created me, and I'm a serial entrepreneur helping millions of people. I'm not mad about the way I grew up. I just know one of my biggest weaknesses in my life has been being centered, having peace, having like good rhythms of meditation, good ways to deal with stress. And so my biggest question is, do you have like, what is the first thing that comes to mind for families that have young kids that are stressed? Whether they're not sleeping or there's school, homework, cooking, cleaning, work, errands, like they're overwhelmed. I don't know anybody my age with young kids that isn't overwhelmed to a degree. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some tips that come to mind right off the gates for those families?
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking this, because I was just thinking about it today. Like, even if you're working from home, right, which most people are, like for me as a mom, like just that one shift, forget about everything else, the economy, the pandemic, the election, the social revolution, forget about all the other external factors, just that one shift. I'm now working from home, whereas I used to go to my studio and meet my team in person. And now my son, I mean, I have the privilege of having a nanny, so I have a nanny, but my son is here. He's not in school. And so, because I love my son so much, I want to be with him basically every second of every hour of every day. It's like having the most delicious chocolate cake right next to my face and being like, don't eat the cake, don't eat the cake, don't eat the cake, don't eat the cake. And that requires an extraordinary amount of willpower. And that burns up a lot of mental cycles, right? Like to just do a live stream, to answer an email, to forget about writing my book. Like my book proposal is just on pause because there's no way I'm going to go into 4 hours of writing time that's not deadline dependent when I could be playing with my adorable toddler in the living room.
Right. Exactly. Same boat.
Just that little shit. I mean, it seems little, but the ripple effect of that on your productivity is that's a demand. That's a legit demand. And that's an easy one, right? That's like, I know I have a job, right? People who are losing their jobs, school starting, it's not starting, you know, kids wearing masks and not being able to see each other's faces, you know, just we're literally in fight or flight as a society. You know, dealing with the pandemic has put us into like, oh, here's this potentially life-threatening thing. You know, wherever you are politically, that still kicks off a response. If you're around other people who are in fight or flight, that's going to put you into fight or flight. And so we have to just acknowledge the other pandemic that is happening here,
yes,
which is a mental health one, the effect of loneliness, the effect of stress and anxiety. And, you know, I think, again, even though all of this is true, right, like all of the external factors are shifting, the stress is very real, I still think that the wisest way to talk about this with children is very much moving towards the positive. Like, hey, you love soccer? Guess what? Here's this mental tool that's going to help you be a better soccer player. You're into cheerleading? Great. Guess what's going to make you a better cheerleader? Getting your mind right.
Yeah.
Oh, you love school? You want to ace this test? Guess what? I have some techniques that are going to help you nail this test. And so that's why, so Z-Bunny is actually training to be a superhero. And every day he has a different challenge, a different obstacle. And then he comes to me and I teach him either mindfulness, meditation, or manifesting. And then he uses that tool and he's able to overcome the obstacle. And by the end of it, he's a full-blown superhero. But the really important concept here is that each day he's using these tools to unlock the superpowers that are already inside of him. And I think that this is a really important point to make with our children is that, again, they're already perfect. They already have bravery and creativity and kindness inside of them. It's just a matter of helping them to unlock it by peeling away the stress and anxiety. So that would be thing one. The thing two I would say to parents and families that are dealing with so much is know that this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. So stay with me. But likely the number one thing impacting your children's stress is you. If you're stressed, there's no way your kids don't feel it. They're so energetically sensitive. They feel our stress before we do. And here's the other thing to know about kids. They are narcissistic by nature. Okay, they have to think that the world revolves around them. This is a survival mechanism. And so if you're angry, they are internalizing that. They are asking the question, what did I do to make dad angry? If mommy's sad, they're like, what did I do to make mommy sad? And so this is not to stress out parents more, but it is to be a real kick in the pants to say, we as adults, we as parents have to take accountability for our own mental state and know that there's a ripple effect of that. Just like if you're sick, you can get your whole house sick. Well, guess what? If you're stressed, it's also a communicable disease. And so it's really important that we start to see that it's not selfish to meditate. And especially as moms, or I can speak for myself as a woman, it's very easy to put everybody else's needs above our own. Well, let me take care of my partner. Let me take care of my kids, make care of my employees. But if I'm a mess, if I'm running on empty, if I'm coming into my board meetings stressed out and frazzled, if I'm not present with my son, what am I doing?
Right.
Right. Like your kids want you happy. Your partner wants you relaxed. Your employees want you calm. And so again, it all starts right here.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. I was just talking about, I went to dinner with a couple friends a couple nights ago with my wife, and there's a book that just came out. What is it called? It's about hurry. Okay. Hmm. It's Ruthless Prioritization Against Hurry, I believe is the name of the book.
Whoa.
And this idea of hurry is when you're being short with somebody, or you're looking right past somebody in a meeting or a call because you're trying to get it done. If you know, short fuse, if you're just like, if you're at the edge, you know you are in hurry. Busyness is a normal thing. Like you have tasks. We all have things to do in our lives. We're not just going to sit and be monks in the mountains. But hurry is when you kind of fall off the edge. Like it's okay to be doing things and to work hard. But when you've lost the ability to be present, the ability to care about someone else in that moment, the ability to feel what's going on in your body so that you aren't passing on the baton of whatever that stress is or that anger or that fear, that is hurry. And so it's this ruthless prioritization against hurry. So how can we as families and as you know, entrepreneurs, as, you know, hard charging biohackers, whoever's all these people listening, how can you be ruthless against things in your life that cause hurry, right? Mm. Not enough margin, not the right rhythms, you know, a morning routine we were talking about earlier. Those things cause hurry. And so I think a great way to think about this is hurry is like, it's like when there's bumper to bumper traffic and you're just, you ever felt that feeling when there's bumper to bumper traffic and you have somewhere to be?
Yeah.
that's what happens when you're in hurry mode, right? And it does trigger the fight or flight. It does trigger a lot of stress, lactic acid, all these different things in the body that affect you. And so those are two really, really good tips of information for families.
I love that differentiating of between busy and hurry. Cause like, we're all busy. We all have stuff to do, but I love that. Like when you're getting into hurry, rushing past the person, the thing, not present, not listening to your own feelings, that's really the thing to avoid. I think that's a powerful distinction. And actually I can share a few tips, like easy techniques that people can utilize right now for themselves and for their kids. So the first is something called the 2X breath. It's ridiculously simple, but it's also powerful enough to stop an anxiety attack in its tracks. And you can use this for adults or for kids.
Okay.
So, so simple. All you do is you inhale through the nose for the count of two and you exhale through your mouth for the count of four. Let's just do it a few times together. Inhaling through the nose for two and exhaling through your mouth for four. We'll do just a few more, inhaling for two. And what we're doing as we exhale for four is we're doubling the length of the exhale, which helps to calm and ease the vagus nerve, which is the super highway between the brain and body. One final inhale, breathing space around the belly, space around the heart. And this time as you exhale, feeling your brow soften, your shoulders drop, your jaw soften, your belly relax all the way down to empty. Really good. Now you can let your breath just be breathed. The breath's just flowing in and out like water lapping off of the shore. So you're not muscling it or efforting it. And this 2X breath is so simple, it's so powerful, but if you are having a panic attack or an anxiety attack, you don't have a lot of mental space for something complicated, right? You don't, well, what's the thing and the up and the down and the chance and the, it's like, no, just feel my feet on the ground, in for two, out for four. And you could even do it while walking. So if you were like walking your kid to or from school or in the park, you'd be like, hey, let's try something. You could even make it a game. Let's go in for two steps and out for two, for four steps, in for two steps, out for four steps. I think anytime we gamify something, it's more fun for kids. Also, I was talking to my friend Barbara yesterday, and she's an expert in like rituals and ceremony. She studied all different rituals from different civilizations around the world. And she said that kids actually really love rituals. And this is one she just taught me yesterday, but I think it's cool to share, is that, I mean, depending, I'd say maybe around 3 or 4-ish, you can introduce this concept to your kid of the bath. You could take all your troubles and all your cares and all your worries, and you can put them into the bath. And as the water goes down the drain, all your cares and worries and troubles are washing down the drain, so that every day the bath becomes a bit of a ritual. So just like you're cleaning your body, you're also cleaning off your psyche and your emotions. And I thought that was a really cool, like easy idea for something you're doing already.
I love that. Wow. Okay. So here's another one that I loved. This is one of my favorites, is putting your palms up. And then for about 10 seconds, you squeeze your palms slowly harder and harder. And you're putting all your worries of the day in it. All your frustrations or fears or things that keep coming to your mind and stressors, things you haven't let go of, they're being held on to. 8, 9, 10. And so now you have a very tight grip on all those things. And then you turn your palms down and you let go. And it all just drops. It's the same mental rhythm of letting go, washing it down the drain for your kids, it's just a dump, right, for your hands. And people think, oh, this is crazy stuff, I'm fine. Well, no, it actually, because your brain runs your entire body. Your mindset runs your cell health. Okay.
Yes.
People with trauma cannot digest certain foods as well. Tell me that's not biophysical. Okay. The mind dictates so much that goes on in your body and your relationships and the way that you act, the way that you think, the people you come in contact with. Your mind dictates everything. So you tell me that doesn't work, I'm going to tell you you're crazy.
Because
it does work.
It's every decision you're making, every cell in your body. That's this. And people are like, oh, I don't have time to meditate. I'm like, what the F else are you doing with your time?
Yeah.
The reason why people say I don't have time to meditate is usually because they're trying tools that were designed for monks and not for people like us, not for people with busy minds and busy lives. And I think this is a really important distinction, because I'm sure people listening to this, they're entrepreneurs, they're biohackers, they're parents. It's like, girl, I do not have 15 extra minutes in my day. I'm like, well, first, let me see your cell phone. How many hours a day are you on social media? Second, the type of meditation that you're doing matters, okay? Because if you're just doing an app and like you're doing 10 minutes of guided visualization, that's fine. It's good. It's good at creating a state change of like, oh, I was stressed. I did 10 minutes of breathing. I feel better in the now. But where Ziva is really special, not only for parents, but also for kids, is that we're handling not only the stress from today, but all our stress from the past.
Yes.
That stuff that has toxified and it is slowing down our cells.
Yeah.
Because here's the harsh reality. Stress makes us stupid, sick, and slow, right? And so the older we get, the more stressed we are. And then it just, we get more and more bogged down. So the magic sauce of Ziva is that we're actually de-exciting the nervous system. When you de-excite something, you create order. And when you create order in your body, this lifetime of accumulated stress can start to come up and out. So you are in fact healing on a cellular level. And when you mentioned digestion earlier, I'm like, oh, people who have trauma can't digest foods. One of the number one surprising benefits that people report back to me when they do Ziva online is like, oh, my IBS is gone. No, I've never had IBS, so I've never talked about it. It's nowhere on my website. I don't make a claim anywhere. And we've had this like crazy percentage of people say their IBS goes away. No, IBS is irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Now that happens when you're stressed, you have too much adrenaline and cortisol, which are acidic stress hormones, and then your digestion gets too acidic, and that inflammation can lead to all sorts of digestive problems, all sort of skin issues, all sort of joint issues, and then over long-term cognitive issues. So anyway, wow. Point of the story is that Ziva is not just about feeling good for a few minutes. It is actually healing you. It's creating a trait change, not just a state change.
Yep.
And then with the manifesting, which is the third thing that we teach for kids and adults, this is basically just reminding ourselves and our children that we can get our hands on the wheel of our life, that we can consciously create a life that we love. And kids are so, and they're already in theta state, like their prefrontal cortex is not fully developed yet, which is actually a real pro when it comes to learning meditation, because they don't have as many layers of the cognitive mind to move through to get to that space of pure being. Children are already quite naturally there. And so the idea with Ziva Kids is that we want to just let them know, just remind them that they can turn inside for their bliss and fulfillment, and help them to keep curating that connection as the prefrontal cortex develops, so that they don't lose that connection to source, that connection to their own intuition.
Oh, that's so good. I love stupid, sick, and slow. Why would you do Ziva? Because you want to be less stupid, less sick, and less slow. That's so good. Hello. Because so I think one of my missions in life, in addition to all the kid work and the happy and all this stuff, is educating people on stress, I think is probably where I'm going. This is something that is so dear to my heart. And I feel like stress is kind of like gravity. Like it's there where we've proven it. We know gravity's real. You can't see it, but you can't see it right away. But until an apple hits you in the head, or, you know, you drop a hammer and it smashes your toe, or just like stress.
Or you take it away and you start floating through your life.
That's right. Yeah. And I feel like stress is one of those things that people can't see until it like creeps up and ruins them. And, you know, people,
or they start Ziva meditation, they're like, I didn't know life could be so good.
That's right.
I didn't even
know how stressed I was. Or they've been having 500 pounds on their back for their whole life. And they didn't realize that weight, that gravity was on them, that they didn't even see it before. They thought, oh, I got a good night's sleep. It's like, well, okay, a good night's sleep is great for being able to make it through one more day. But have you dealt with something that went on in your life 30 years ago?
Yes.
No,
yes.
You haven't. And I have this in my own body and my own life. I feel it in my gut. You know, I feel being an entrepreneur and really feeling the stress, like you get a lot of stress. If you're a parent of young kids, you know what I'm talking about. Kids that don't sleep for a week, you're feeling like hell. You feel like this is the end of the world. Okay.
Yeah.
A business that's like tight on cash and you're trying to pay dozens and dozens of people, that is a very stressful state. And you can't just tell me that a good night's sleep is going to solve that problem. That's something that needs a lot of help and a lot of work, and people just pack it deep down, like rub some dirt on it. I hate this idea of where people are just like, yeah, I'll just get the gut through it. I'm a bulldog. I have so many friends that are like that.
Yeah, I'll sleep and I'm dead. You're like, or you'll rest when you're in the hospital when you have surgery.
Or you'll just die early, I guess. Get what you want. Yeah.
But you might cut up an early death date.
So I love this. And I know that you work on performance meditation, right? One of the biggest things that you're helping people with is being the opposite of like a monk, like checking out from the world. You're actually helping people meditate to engage in the world and have balance in the midst of the world, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So this is, I think, a really important distinction is that because the word meditation, because meditation is getting so popular, it's really important that we start to be more specific with our vocabulary. Because if you just call everything meditation, it's like, well, should I be focusing? Should I be breathing? Should I be clearing my mind? Should I be napping? Like, what is it? And it's just like food. You know, there's a million things that we call food, but eating a cheeseburger is very different than drinking a green smoothie, right? Yeah. But it's both food, sports. Yeah. Okay, football is quite a different sport from golf. But they're both sports. Well, same thing with meditation. They are that different and not the same. Of course, all of them are moving you towards the most amazing version of you, hopefully. But a big important distinction is some were originally designed for monks and some were originally designed for people like us, people with busy minds and busy lives. And this is really, I found this really interesting. We all assume that whatever the monks are doing must be the really powerful stuff. It's like, oh, the monks are the ones, right? They're like vibrating and levitating.
Yeah.
Actually, the other way around. Monks can meditate all day. They don't have kids. They don't have jobs. Their contribution to society is to sit in silence. They're purifying consciousness in a different way. For people like us, entrepreneurs with kids, we have less time in the day with which to meditate. So you actually want a technique, a tool that is more powerful, a tool that's going to help you change your state of consciousness, de-excite your nervous system very effectively and very efficiently so that you can show up as the most amazing version of you. So you can be a better parent, a better entrepreneur, a better lover, a better writer, whatever it is you're doing in the world. This is why the return on investment is so big with Ziva, because you're not spending 15 minutes, you're investing 15 minutes. And for that 15 minute investment, you will get back hours of ROI. You will get back hours of productivity, hours of less needed sleep, days of getting sick less, months of better decisions, lifetimes of better relationships.
Yeah.
And this is really the point, right? Like, this will be on my tombstone. We meditate to get good at life, not to get good at meditation.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I don't think I've ever heard the distinction like that. Mm-mm. Because, you know, I think everyone does think, you know, Jay Shetty's, you know, he's a Think like a monk, right?
I'm like, I mean, I'm not trying to diss on Jay, but it's just like, it's just a different deal, right? We need to understand that there are different lineages and they do different things.
Yeah.
Whereas monastic meditation is very good at focusing and concentrating. But this is also why a lot of people feel like meditation failures, because they're like, oh, I can't clear my mind. I'm having too many thoughts. I'm ADD. I can't sit still. I'm like, well, have you ever had any training? No. What technique you're using? Well, just a mindfulness app. Mindfulness is derivative of a monastic style of meditation.
Right.
So even though Ziva is super entertaining, even though it's based on something that's 6,000 years old, it was made for what we would call householders.
Yeah. You're not out by yourself in the heat in a cave for your entire life.
Yeah.
That's a great distinction, because I think a lot of people think about meditation as, oh, that's a great thing to do on spa day. When I'm like 3 months from now, when I'm going to get my life, somehow finish all my tasks and get a day off because I'm so exhausted, I need to rest. Oh, I'll meditate that day. Because they put it in their mind of like, oh, when I get a salt scrub or a manicure, or, you know, for guys, it's like when I go golfing or try to do like get a massage because my lower back is really sore from something. That's when I'll try to get myself right. It's like, no, that's not going to do anything, because by that time you're already in reactive mode. You're already like so far gone. You're just trying to recuperate.
Yeah,
that's very different than performance meditation that you're talking about. Like, regular life meditation needs to become a daily habit for it to be effective. Yes. I think
it's just like the coffee you drank last week is not going to give you energy today. The meditation you did last time you went to a spa is not going to help your mental performance today. But I think the reason why people put it in the cute pedicure category is that so far, because most of what people are doing is like, oh yeah, I downloaded a free app. I did it a few times. It was nice. It didn't change my life. Right. And if you're not getting an ROI for your most valuable resource, which is your time, why would you do it again?
Yeah.
Like, no one has time to waste. No one has time to even, I would argue, spend. We all have time to invest.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like saying I watched a sport, but it was cricket and I didn't like cricket. So I don't like sports anymore.
Totally.
Like, there's like 50 other sports that are way cooler, in my opinion, yeah, than cricket. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not if you're listening. Sorry if you love cricket. I apologize. It's huge in Asia. It's huge in UK. Sorry about the cricket people. I don't even know all the rules of cricket. Okay. But I love football. You know, I love basketball. I love even watching soccer or football, everybody watching around the world. So that's the idea here is I think you do need training. You do need, you know,
skill.
You're peeling off layers. Like you're dealing with a lot of things. That's why people go to counselors.
Yeah. Right? And so a couple of distinctions here. One, like the difference between like Ziva and therapy is that therapy is more of like an operating system upgrade, right? It's changing your operating system or your lens through which you see the world. Awesome. It's like software upgrade. Ziva is really defragging your brain computer, right? You're healing things on a cellular level. You're rewiring, like changing your actual physiology, strengthening the corpus callosum, increasing neuroplasticity. And so that's like a hardware upgrade, right? It's like defragging, like I said, the brain computer.
That's good.
That's interesting distinction of therapy and that.
Okay. That's awesome. I think this is, I mean, I know we're at the end of our time, but you just made like 20 truth bombs. And I think this is probably one of the most valuable podcasts I've had, because I know that stress and anxiety and mental health are so close to my heart that this is probably for me, like the first gateway. I'm going to be launching Ziva. For everyone listening, I'm doing Ziva on my own, starting the preview program, the 15 minutes a day to start that program. I believe in a week and a half, I'll be starting, and I can't
this
wait
is
to
part
share.
Of your 100-day challenge, right?
Yes, it's going to be one of the central parts of it. I mean, I've got to get my rhythms right, and I've got to get my mind set up to be able to then attack what's going on in my life. Right. Yeah. I think this is sort of like, it's like you kind of said, it's the defrag, it's plumbing. It's, I got to get this right first. So it's the first thing on my list. I'm doing it before 40 years of Zen. I'm doing it before a lot of the I'm doing like speed reading, and I'm doing like all these like mental work and the manifestation journals and all these really cool things. But this to me is going to be kind of like step one. And so I can't wait
to think about it, because this is really kind of the mother skill.
Yep.
Right? And Ziva specifically, it's like you accessing source energy. It's you reminding yourself that you are nature, right? That you are connected to everyone and everything. And it's going to strengthen and fortify all the other healthy habits, because it's getting you out of fight or flight. So I'm so excited to see how your body data changes. And just to let people know a little bit about how the course works that you're about to move through. So it's about 15 minutes a day for 15 days. And the idea is that at the end of that training, you're going to have these skills, this mindfulness, the meditation, and the manifesting, which is the Ziva method. You're going to have that to take with you for life. You don't need me or an app or a dude playing drums on your chest or like incense or finger symbols in order to meditate. It's like, no, you just close your eyes and go in. You could even do this while you're wearing your happy. You could do it doing the calm setting. Like, they're really beautiful together in that way.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do.
But the idea is that you're self-sufficient. So if you're on a plane, your kid's screaming in the next room, your phone's dead, you don't have to go to technology to unplug, right?
Before it's like a meeting, before a huge sales meeting, before a board meeting, before a big call, like that's where I feel like I need to get centered. I need to get clear. I need to be at peace and be ready. That I think for me is, that's what I'm excited about, because that's, you set this up for people to then, after it's over, feel like I'm ready to go. I actually have a tool for life now. And a lot of times people pay for programs that like, oh, I have to do this forever, you know?
Right. And it's not an addiction model. It's like, we're into self-sufficiency. And then if you start now, you're going to be like through the detox and ready to really support your kids when so Ziva kids come out, which is in February.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Again, it's Ziva Meditation. That Ziva meditation.com/kids and then /preview for everybody to get their first 3 days for free. Go there now if you're listening. And Emily, thank you so much for this. It was a great conversation. Really appreciate it.
What a joy. I'm so excited to know you. I love that our missions are so aligned.
Well, thanks. 100% they are. And I can't wait to see all the stuff we're doing together. There's like 10 things we're working on. It's great. Okay. Thanks everybody. And we will see you next time on the podcast. Take care. Today's podcast was made possible by MyFirstSale.com, a marketplace and community of kid entrepreneurs who are on a mission to change the world. If you want to empower your kids to take on the real world and make hundreds of dollars in their first small business, head over and check out MyFirstSale.com and join the community today. Okay, folks, we have a simple memory trick for you to make sure today's lessons stick deep down in your mind. It's called FAT, F-A-T. Yeah, I said it, FAT. Follow, act, and tell. So follow, the F is for follow us. We'd love for you to subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, or head over to myfirstsale.com/podcast and don't miss out on any future episodes. The A is for act. Take the next step today to be a kid entrepreneur. Head over to myfirstsale.com if you want to learn more about launching your own business as a kid. Join the community of other kid entrepreneurs around the world. And we have weekly videos on grit, delayed gratification, investing, budgeting, and more. And we even have 150 free kid business ideas for you to get the wheels spinning. And then the last part of FAT is T, tell someone. We would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes of your biggest lesson learned, or even simply post this podcast to your Facebook or Twitter and let us know the biggest lesson that you learned to your family and friends. That's it. We'll see you guys next time on Young Grit.